Governor Laura Kelly says the bill would cause a repeat of the fiscal troubles Kansas suffered after the 2012 tax cuts.
We simply cannot go backward now. We cannot fix our state if we repeat the mistakes of the past.
Lawmakers added a food sales tax cut to entice Kelly to sign the bill. Republicans will likely try to override her. Senate President Susan Weigel says changes in federal law will trigger a state tax increase without it.
It's a devastating blow, this veto, to Kansas businesses, Kansas families, and everybody who's shopping in the grocery store for food for their family.
The governor says she is open to negotiations as the session goes on. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda at the State House.